Welcome back to the Batuta Advocate Radio Show. I'm just giving you a little bit of a pre-record before this week's interview. I feel like I do this every time we have this guest on. This week, Bam Bam Tuivasa, Tai Tuivasa, UFC heavyweight, former Sydney Roosters prodigy turned cage fighter, is back on the podcast. And, you know, we all get a bit silly when we all get together. And this week he's bringing with him Tyson Pedro, fellow fighter, and also a model now, Tyson Pedro. And they're joining us this week to discuss what's been going on in their worlds. There's been a couple injuries, but there's also been a couple wins. These blokes have been bouncing around Fight Island, LA, and we're talking about all of that, what it's like to be an athlete of that variety during COVID-19. But of course, with this territory comes the complete lack of censorship and a lot of swear words. So yes, again, this is your warning, as we gave you last time we had Bam Bam on here. Extreme language warning on this one. Look, they're big guys, but they're actually quite cuddly and very gentle. You know, if you see them in public, you should bail them up and really get in their face and pester them, because they'll probably just give you a big cuddle. Anyway, that's it from me, and now for the real intro.
You're listening to Errol Parker and Clancy Overall, editors of the Batuta Advocate on Desert Rock FM.
Welcome back to the Batuta Advocate Radio Show, recording live here in Western Queensland. You're joined by Clancy Overall and Errol Parker, and today from Western Queensland to Western Sydney, we're joined by two icons of what was formerly known as cage fighting. It's now known as mixed martial arts. Mm. Like the Batuta Advocate, they have their own beer, yeah. Drink West.
I believe in Adelaide they call it human cockfighting.
Human cockfighting, yep. The UFC.
Listen to him go, hey, he sounds like a bad radio. welcome to
the dulcet tones. We're joined by Tyson Pedro and Tai Tuivasa. How are you, gentlemen?
Good, thank you, brother. Thanks for having us on. What a pleasure.
Good, thanks.
So we got the heavyweight in the corner. He's just come back from Fight Island, Dubai. And
Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi.
It's all the same to Clancy.
Yeah, not at Arab Emirates. So I'll try not to say something too generalizing there. What division are you fighting in now, Tyson?
At the moment, heavyweight. Yeah. I'm heavyweight at the moment, but I'm light heavyweight.
That's the same one as Clancy's in now.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You look like a heavyweight.
I'm more on the 10 boxing circuit, so.
fastest hands, eh?
Yeah, fastest hands in Western Queensland heavyweight. Shout out to my mate.
Oh my God.
So big year for Western Sydney in a lot of aspects.
A lot of coronavirus.
A lot of coronavirus popped off out there, and then they shut it down. Mm. And then, of course, you had the rise of Polynesian Drill Rap. 1-4 finally released that album. And then we had Penrith all the way to the grand final, which obviously didn't go as planned. Tell us about how that was for you, Bam Bam.
What's that ref's name?
Oh,
what's his name?
I don't know. I forgot the ref's name already.
The ref's name.
Yeah, because I just like found to his forget address. About him. No, he's a fucking idiot. I hate him.
You reckon it was his fault?
He fucked us last night in the State of Origin again.
He's an idiot. Jared Sutton.
Sutton. Push the button.
Not a fan at all. So you had your fight, your UFC fight in Fight Island, I guess the night before, but it was morning Australia time, and then everyone, I guess, kind of got up and watched you and then waited all day for Penrith. What kind of state were you in, having won your fight and then drunk for probably 12 hours straight in a hotel room? What kind of state were you in when Gerard Sutton was making those calls?
Oh, it was fun. It was like a wet dream. I fought. And then we had, like, time, and then I went to sleep, and then I woke up, and then I watched the grand final.
You woke up pissed?
Yeah.
Mm.
Literally.
Got straight back into it.
Pissed.
Yeah, and then got back into it.
Who were you hanging out with in Fight Island? Because it was obviously so heavily quarantined.
The Nelk Boys, their name is.
Like
these famous guys.
Influencers.
Very famous. I didn't know. Like
In Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, so Dana flew him out, and then we met, and then everyone's like, oh, these guys are the party guys.
I'll tell you what, you're all over it when you know how to get in the people's eye, eh? straight in there. Yeah, I know that little.
Hey,
they talked about Khabib. They talked about Rob getting the title and Ty pissing the bed, UFC. That was it. You're the man.
We make money moves, you know what I mean? We make money moves.
Do you think pissing the bed after your fight because you were so drunk has kind of given you a bit of, gassed your career up a little bit, your profile?
No, I just don't give a shit. I pissed the bed. Like, what did you want me to do, lie? I thought it was like, fuck, I woke up like a man, can I win me fight, but then I pissed the bed, you know what I mean? Like, did I win or did I win? I won.
Two wins, 2 days.
I won.
Two wins,
one fight.
So you guys, usually after a fight, what goes down? You?
A lot of the alcohol.
Yeah, but so you've usually got an entourage outside of COVID.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, what was it like?
I just, everyone's my entourage. Yeah. I get along with everyone.
Like, what was it like to fight without the crowd there, you know, to gas you up?
Ooh, that was a different kind of feeling. I think it's more like I found it weird. Like, you knew you weren't fighting in front of anyone. I was like, that's sweet. But that was weird. Like, when you stand at the back before they open the curtains type of thing.
Mm.
And when you stand there, you can hear.
That's my favorite part, though.
You hear. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can hear everyone. You can hear. Like, you can hear, obviously, a stadium.
Mm.
But this time, you could just hear. You could hear like the commentator. You could hear like the TV in the background. You could hear.
I love that you can hear each of the punches, bro. Like the hits and everything sounds so much more dramatic. That's sick. I like that about it.
Yeah, and I still got in trouble for my corner because they're like, "Could you hear me saying?" I was like, "Fuck, I couldn't hear you." But I was sticking to the game plan. I knew the game plan, but it was. But I think like crap. Oh, I'm a show pony, so I love the crowd.
Mm.
Obviously, I love.
What?
Yeah, I like. I think that's fucked. That's what makes it. You know what I mean? Like, but to do it like that, I think even just to the opportunity to work was good. You know.
And tell us about this guy. You actually took him down the first. What was that like? What were you preparing for there? Exactly what you got.
Not like that. I was ready to go the whole fight and just win the fight.
You looked way more patient.
Yeah, I have to be. I'm getting hiding too many
times. Bro, what was his height like, bro? He was tall.
7 foot.
No, but like so just when you're fighting, bro. Like,
yeah, I was just...
Because even sometimes when I was seeing the punches, they were like going to the shoulder, to the chest.
I was just swinging. Hopefully something hits.
Patiently swinging.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I like that.
100. I was.
And tell us about you, Tyson. You've had an injury, knee, was it?
Yeah. So when I just had my patella done for the ACL, found out that the surgeon put the ACL in the wrong tunnel in the first one.
What?
Yeah. So I did my. I went to go back and fight camp at CKB, and I tore my meniscus again. They told me, I thought it was me doing it, but then when I saw the shark surgeon, that's when they told me that I had to redo it because it was in the wrong tunnel. So. It's been 2 year layoff now. It'll be about 3 once I get back in there.
Right.
Son of a bitch.
You've jacked up a bit though.
Oh yeah, you noticed that? It's a bit of COVID. Yeah.
But you're not
like
you're not putting on like it's not you know it's muscle you're putting on. Yeah.
Yeah. I usually walk in on weight. So I thought it would be a good time to sort of get back in. Plus we've done a lot of other things well in this time, so it's been good.
Yeah.
Been enjoying it.
COVID's been productive.
Yeah. As much as it can be.
Mm. What are we working with? A couple of beers?
Beer. Wings Out West. We started Wings Out West. That's been a little fun project. Chicken wings and beer. The Drink West has been good.
Yeah. So tell us about your little restaurant you opened out there.
Oh, yeah. Hospitality's not for me. That's for damn sure. Yeah, I can tell you that much.
Mugs game, isn't it?
Yeah. There's like people coming up and complaining, and I was like, brother, complaint section's out the back. Like, come meet me up. That's about all I got for you. Yeah. People coming up trying to ask me to split 12, a bill between 12 people. I was like, brother, I barely know how to work the machine.
So you're on the floor there?
Yeah, I'm hosting. So that's right. Come in. Welcome to Wings Out West.
What about you, Bam Bam? You're out there. You're a bit of a matronee.
Come down, Eden.
I'm like the cash bar.
You're in the back, counting the money.
Taking the money.
So what was it like seeing all these young fellas, when we go back to the Penrith Panthers there?
Mm.
You know some of those kids from... from Mount Druitt, from the area. Mm-hmm. What was it like seeing this? Could you see this happening before it was happening?
In the finals, yeah. Well, we've always had that talent pool, man. It's always been crazy. So it's just, it's exciting to see them all in there, I think.
Is that a serious question? Like you just
The rest of the NRL.
You wanted us to think we're going to lose. Is that what you meant?
Oh, no.
Did you think you'd make grand final at the start of the year?
No, but is that what you meant by the?
Yeah, because I didn't think you would.
We should have won.
You reckon?
Man, they got a good head start off of those bad calls at the beginning.
Mm.
Yeah, and it's
storms. We knew that they're going to come, of course, but we could have.
You're still filthy about it.
I hate that cunt. Oh, he's got numbers on him. If he comes to Penrith, you know how many boys have voluntarily.
I'll take the rap.
Look, they have volunteered to go for a holiday.
Have they seen Gerard Sutton?
He is not liked out there. Do not go to the world of entertainment ever. For your safety.
Penrith. So you've been missing the clubs in COVID?
Bro, I do. I miss dancing and that, like just being normal. I went out the other day for my mate's birthday and we went back to the pub and just fucking sitting around, drinking. Like it's, what are you doing?
He's a peacock, brother. You got to let him fly.
Let us fly. Let us fly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, just turn on the bone thugs and let me dance.
That's why the quarantine wasn't good for you, eh?
Yeah. No.
He's out there.
Rules is no good for me.
Being told to sit down by a COVID marshal is not good for him.
Oh, fuck off. What's your job?
He loses it every time they ask him to sign in. It's like,
no, I'm not signing in.
It's like, bro, that's the job. You sign on for a fake name anyway.
Whose name do you use?
It's a big setup. Usually, gangsters' names.
Al Capone.
Yes.
Or people out there that people are looking for.
Someone's got a warrant.
Oh, fuck. Fuck them. What do they want to know everything for?
So you don't get COVID.
Get COVID.
Well, what's next after you? You've knocked that giant Dutchman out.
Yeah, I'm going to head back over to America, train, try and pump a few fights out.
Back to AKA?
Yeah.
Mad.
Was that the gym? You were out over there before COVID?
Yeah.
You kind of got stuck there a little while, didn't you?
No, I had to come back.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really know, but no one knew what was happening. I don't even think no one really knows what's happening over there at the moment.
Crazy. We took off from Sydney, there was 3 people in the airport. We landed in California, thousands. Everyone not giving a fuck. They did not give a shit over there about COVID. They don't know about COVID over there.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck's going on?
But even their testing?
I'm not. Because, you know, I don't want to say anything because people go, oh, conspiracy.
Are you going to go full Hopperwadi on
them? Yeah. What's that? What's that?
Mate, Hopper's posting the most red hot shit.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Yeah. He's going like calling everyone pedophiles and saying that Trump was going to save the world and they fuck on this and that and COVID's a lie and all this shit.
When you're right, you're right.
Yeah. A broken watch is right 2 times a day.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
Think
about it.
And inside Hopperwadi's head is a broken watch.
He's a funny cut. Oh, what's he saying? I want to see what he's saying, man.
Mate, no, this one he posted the other day.
Look, I'm not going to go on because now I'm going to be the crack cunt.
No.
I don't think.
Let me show you what Hopper's posted here. This got me going. So this is Hopper's posted. The Biden campaign staffer Dallas Jones was arrested for voter fraud, accused of harvesting thousands of ballots under the names of dead people. Mainstream media refuses to report on this. This is the photo he's posted. That photo is from a Cuba Gooding Jr. movie. I don't know. His Cube is getting arrested in the movie. He's just posted that as like some Joe Biden stuff.
Oh,
I want to know where it's getting his back.
So I don't get all involved in.
Amanda, when we did the testing, you know, in Australia, you go, they go right back in there. They touch your brain.
Yeah.
We got to America, but they gave us the thing, and they watch you, and he goes, "All right, now just put it in your nose, and just rub it around your nose. That'll do." Put it back. Gave it to him. I just rubbed it around the inside. I told the nurse here, and that she was like, "That didn't do anything. That won't even test positive for it. Won't even get where it is." I was like, "Oh, they don't give a shit over there, man."
They haven't really.
We're in a bubble that we're allowed to go wherever we wanted.
What do you mean?
You know how you guys are in a bubble, like, and it's locked down?
Yeah.
We're in the bubble in a casino, and we're allowed to go do whatever we want.
So you're not in a bubble at
all. No.
Fuck, I wouldn't mind being in a bubble in a casino. I've been in a few bubbles in a casino.
Be in the bubble in
self-made
the
self-made bubbles.
Yeah. You could be in the bubble in the VIP lounge of any pub, right?
Oh, well, it is what it is.
Before he got the name Bam Bam, they were calling him the Pokey Whisperer. Tied the Pokey Whisperer to his ass.
Yeah. Nah, he's not good on
that. Cunt's never whispered back. It was all one way.
The reverse ATM.
Yeah. Literally.
And so what were you doing in the States? You were training yourself before?
No, I was cornering for Arlene Blanco. She fought Cyborg.
Right.
That obviously didn't go to plan. It was for the title.
Yeah.
That lady's crazy, man. Like, yeah. When they weighed in, I looked at them. They were about the same size. And then when she walked out, I was just like, good luck, Ali.
Like,
she was jacked, man. Huge. I don't know how they do the weight cut, but they're doing it well. She looked like she was 10 kilos heavy. Her hands were huge. And just everything that we trained for watching Cyborg's film, she'd fixed. And she just said, she said that she trained the hardest that she'd ever trained for a fight because she was worried about Arlene's hands. It was pretty menacing to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
What's it like in that circumstance, in the corner?
Sucks.
Yeah.
I hate cornering, to be honest. Yeah. Like, I'd rather be in there every day.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch someone that you care about or anything get hit. Even watching him fight sucks. Yeah. And adrenaline's gone through the roof. So but I'm calm when I fight, but watching these guys, it's ridiculous.
We were watching you on Instagram. You were quarantining with a married couple.
Oh yeah,
on the way. What the hell happened?
I was like, if I hear anything,
the ear to the door.
I'd be more worried about hearing me jerking he's off all day
good.
Than
he's all good.
Did you call?
He's all right.
Is there a menage a trois going on here?
No, the quarantine's. I'm good.
Were you in? You didn't have the option to take your own place? Or?
No, we did, but we still wanted to. She was. No,
it
positive.
Was an option. obviously.
Yeah, she was hoping to fight again early, so she wanted to keep training, doing pads and that. So we just, it was just a joint suite.
Oh, right.
So I wasn't in the bed.
Fold out. Yeah, right.
But, man, I reckon I'd do all right in prison. I liked it.
Mm hmm. You reckon you do alright in prison, Bam Bam?
Nah.
Yeah, you guys would hate prison. It's no fun.
That's Errol telling the UFC fighters that they're not going to have a good time.
Yeah. Not my time.
He's done big time, haven't he?
Not big time.
Armed.
Just a couple nights here and there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You ever been to the drunk tank?
It's fucked.
Me? I don't get drunk.
Except for the time you pissed the bed. Put it on Instagram.
Nah, that was sober.
Hey, cops don't arrest you for pissing the bed.
No, they don't.
If they did, they'd have to come and arrest me again this morning.
This morning.
Did you piss it this morning?
Pissed the bed last night, yeah.
Did
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
On the sugar cane champagne. Yeah.
See?
I had a couple.
I think it's a discussion we should have more.
You know? More people keep it under the cover. It's an open, this is mental I health. Think,
yeah. Let's turn this into it. This is a men's health podcast now. let's remove the stigma around pissing the bed.
It is.
It's cool to pee your pants.
Well, it is, isn't it? Have a look. Did you see Al Bud pissed the bed that I shared?
Yeah.
And his missus was like rubbing it.
Man, he was punching, by the way.
Hey, uncle. He was. I don't know if he was proud of the piss.
Yeah, or... he's just trying to show her, like, yeah. Boys, you've
so
seen this.
So you're now in a position where people are sending you photos of, like, their puddles.
Oh, pissing the bed, everything. I get them all the time.
Really?
Now. Oh, yeah.
You've really been stepping up the kind of engagement with your fans. Well, when you're in quarantine yourself, especially, you were just doing Instagram live with strangers.
I always have.
I was in tears.
I think you only do Instagram live with strangers, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, anyone. Yeah.
How often do you reckon you go live? Because it seems like, you know, a couple times a day. I see it, eh?
Are you watching?
Yeah, sometimes.
So he was one of the strangers.
Correct.
Yeah, you got me up when you were on the piss one night. And I started singing to you, Fika male pese.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. Nah, I think it's, I've kind of built like a thing with my fans where it's like, we just jump on my live and just talk shit, give it to each other, have a laugh. Fuck it, why not? Everyone's always shit. Oh, he's a poor cunt the other day. He jumped on and he was bold and I was laughing. I thought, you know what I mean? And then he just started like going, oh, I've had a bad time. And I was like,
oh.
I go, bro, yeah. Come on. Like, I bagged four cunts in front of you. Bagged the shit out of four of them.
Jump on.
And you jumped on and tell me like your crying life story. Like, you can't do that. There's a time and there's a place. You know what I mean? So you agree?
You're just running through fans and you're just roasting them.
Yeah, that's what they jump on for. They message
except
me.
That guy.
Well, exactly.
Kitchen. Too hot in the kitchen for him.
Well, exactly. Don't jump on the live. Do something else.
One question I want to ask you guys, as someone who hasn't fought professionally.
Yeah, got your numbers up.
Obviously.
Yeah, I've got a good track record on the pebbles, but what does it feel like? Have you ever been knocked out in a fight in the ring?
Nah.
I'm just thinking that because obviously Origin last night seemed like every second bloke was going down with fucking immediate HIAs.
Are you just trying to say that because it's...
No, I'm just saying, what, like, have you done? Has it happened to you sparring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not knocked out. No. Oh, actually once by my dad.
Yeah, right.
But I've blacked out a couple times in, once against Shogun. And once against Warby in AFC. And I think you're just doing instinctually. For me, what happened was instinctually. Like when I was watching the fight back, I'd blacked out and I'd just grabbed Shogun.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know what's going on, if it's subconscious or it's just your eyesight that stopped. But
yeah, right. You've just got your body or...
hoping to grab it on, but dear life.
Defense mode, yeah. Not you. You've never been knocked out. Not even when you're playing for the Roosters.
Did you black out when you were sent off?
Yeah, blacked out.
Mm. Yeah.
But like, still moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, blacked out. Oh, blacked out from my dad heaps of times. But like, that's normal. Or is it? The boys are looking at me like, I don't think it's. Nah, I've never been knocked out.
No.
We shouldn't be saying that because then the next minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know that's
you'll be knocked out by a cop.
Huh?
Yeah, like you could be on the way home and get hit by a cop or something.
Hit by a cop.
We can edit that out.
Everyone went like this.
Whoa. Obviously, you've actually never come in touch.
You will now.
Yeah, but you could get knocked out. I don't want to jinx it, so let's touch wood because it'll probably be me that does it, but whatever. Queensland ass.
Oh, mate, look, he's wearing a blue shirt today.
That's how much of an imbecile he is.
Yeah. Dumbest cunt in the Channel Country, they reckon.
American. I run a newspaper though, so be careful. Ooh. You know what they say?
Fake one.
They say don't.
You idiot.
They say
fake. Oi, fake.
They reckon.
Oi, fake news.
They reckon. Don't
think about it.
Don't make subliminal enemies. Don't make enemies with someone who buys ink by the barrel. That's what they say, and that's us. So I'm going to slander your name now,
brother. It'll do nothing but make you. Oi, watch what I'm going to do now. That's it.
Uh oh,
I'm coming for you. But he knows like all like technical things, what's happening in the world, and this and that, you know what I mean? Hey.
And that, yeah, this and that. I do. We might actually make a new section, like it would be purely like Western Sydney area, like section on Batuta Advocate called This and That.
Yeah. And it's all just about Bam Bam pissing the bed.
And it's all in pig Latin.
It'll make sense.
Every time we do a headline about Bam Bam, it's in pig Latin.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Hilarious.
I've noticed that.
It's funny as.
I've noticed that. That's hectic.
So Halfcast Podcast is the name of the show you guys do. Afakasi Podcast. That's
You'll fuck with that. Yeah. We almost had to change our name to that because someone's got the same name.
Afakasi Podcast. Yeah, yeah. That's Samoan for the same word, right? Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
No, I'm just saying to the listeners. I'm saying to the listeners. That is the word. It's not just, yeah. That's your podcast. And you've also got Fafita on from time to time.
Yes. He's essentially a member now.
Yeah.
So we'll try and do a few episodes with him because it's been crazy. Like now the Ty was overseas. Andrew was in the bubble. Mm-hmm. I was at home. Yeah. But
the zipper down your leg. Yeah.
We want to keep it going.
Well, thanks for joining us, guys. It's good to. So you are looking to fight?
Yeah, 100%. I've got to wait 12 months now for this.
Yeah.
Not from now, but for your second surgery, it's got to be 12 months.
Yep. Just,
and then I'll have to go over to New Zealand for about 3 months to get skill level back up. Yep. Like I can feel my timing and stuff's out, but exciting times.
Yeah, right. And Bam Bam, you're just going to be at the back stealing money from Wings Out West, is it?
That's pretty much.
Come down. We're coming down.
We're coming down. Go down, then we can go play the reverse ATMs in Penrith Leagues Club.
Yeah, they're not paying out.
There's 1,000 of them.
No deal.
Thank you very much for having us, gents.
No worries, bro.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. We'll head back to New South Wales now.
Thanks for you for having us.
Kefir.